Dr. Tom Frieden is director of the CDC, and he's here today to look at the public health challenges of 2015. And Dr. Frieden, Tom, start with Ebola, an outbreak in West Africa, cases traveling to the U.S. and elsewhere. Would you say that was your biggest challenge?
Ebola has been the largest mobilization in CDC's history. We've had 4,000 people work on Ebola. That's about one out of every five people in the agency. We sent 1,400 people to West Africa. They worked more than 65,000 work days there. And it has been an enormous challenge. I think there are two things that people don't know about Ebola, despite all of the coverage, that are worth knowing. The first is that it's quite likely that more people in West Africa died because of Ebola than from it, because Ebola really undermined the health system. So vaccination, malaria treatment, treatment of TB and HIV, all of those things were undermined. And it's likely, tragically, that even more people died because of Ebola and its effect on the healthcare system than from it. The second thing that I think isn't widely understood is that as bad as the Ebola epidemic was for West Africa, we really averted a global catastrophe. If Ebola had gotten out of control in Lagos, Nigeria, the world would be a totally different place today. In Lagos, there was a cluster of cases. It was stopped because of the infrastructure there from the polio eradication system in Nigeria, which CDC has helped to support. And if it hadn't been stopped, it is quite likely that it could have spread not just through Lagos and Nigeria, but through much of Africa, and resulted in not only Ebola deaths, but deaths from other diseases, and changed the way we handle travelers from Africa for months or years.
Well, so a success, really, on that level of Ebola. But I think everyone who has to work on the heroin and prescription drug overdose plague is admitting they're losing right now. I mean, in the last decade and a half, there was a 3.4-fold increase in overdose deaths from prescription opioids, 6-fold increase in deaths from heroin. We spoke last year with Anne Averne Avitabli. She lost two sons to heroin overdoses. They became addicted through prescription meds. She said the treatment was ridiculous, coverage for only 3 days. Imagine if it was another illness like heart disease, she said. And her remaining son, her one surviving son, said his brother faced obstacles just trying to overcome his addiction.
To even get into the detox, he was clean for a couple of days. He had to use heroin to go into detox to test positive.
Dr. Frieden, again, of the CDC, what has to happen to stop this?
Opiate overdose, opiate addiction is one of the very few problems in this country that's getting worse. It's driving up death rates among some groups in this country. And it's a horrific problem that's destroying individuals, families, and communities. There isn't one simple solution for it, but there are a number of things that we must do to protect people from addiction and help those who are currently addicted.
Well, Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie has been a leading voice on treating addiction like any other illness, like heart disease or diabetes. We have the police chief here in Gloucester, Massachusetts, who is treating rather than arresting heroin addicts. So what do you think the government has to do? What has to happen?
There are two broad groups that we have to focus on. First is people who are addicted to or dependent on opiates. And for those individuals, we need much more treatment. We need methadone and Suboxone or buprenorphine, and we need naloxone or naltrexone, both to reverse overdoses and to treat addiction. That's really important, and it's not being done nearly enough. The second group is everyone else. And for everyone else, we need to change the way we're using prescription opiates. These are dangerous drugs. For chronic pain, it's very unclear that they're better than other treatments, which are much safer and probably just as effective for the vast majority of patients.
Well, that kind of brings us to e-cigarettes, which, you know, when you've been on the program before this past year talking about your concerns about them, we were overwhelmed with people supporting them because they felt they helped them give up smoking, which was worse. Where do you stand now on e-cigarettes?
For kids, the answer is very clear. Any form of nicotine is a bad idea. It changes the way the brain works in all likelihood. It is addictive, and it may well lead to smoking of combustible or regular cigarettes. And there's growing evidence that that's the case. And we're seeing lots of marketing of these products to kids and an increase in use in kids. That's a real problem. For adults, the situation is more complex. There are certainly some people who say that it's helped them quit smoking regular cigarettes, and that's undoubtedly a good thing. What's less clear is that how many people are using e-cigarettes and regular cigarettes who would otherwise have quit if it hadn't been for the e-cigarettes, and whether many of the people who have quit using e-cigarettes could have also quit using a proven medication that helps them to quit.
Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, taking a look back at some of the biggest health issues in 2015. Dr. Frieden, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And, of course, it's an area we're going to continue with in 2016. Here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.